What's occurring?
What's occurring?
Three questions.
She's about to go Kilimanjaro. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't really think this is going to be particularly scary, do you?
What's occurring?
Yeah. What's occurring? It's off Gavin and Stacey.
I love it. Love it.
Okay. Today it's Alicia Dixon playing Oh, What's Occurring with Chappers and with Becky. Hi.
Hi.
So it's a three-way, which could get really confusing for me and my scores. Mm. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Alicia Dixon?
Yeah.
Right. She's got this song out, the one before this one, yeah. Right, called The Boy Does Nothing. Yeah. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
It's really good. Right, what is the next line, Chappers, to this song?
I got a man with two left feet.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't fair.
What's the next line?
And when he dances to the beat? No?
Here it is. Oh,
I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances not to the beat.
No,
not to the beat. Sorry, it's my backwards songwriting. Dad dances not to the beat.
Right, everyone knows that song, yeah?
Yeah.
We asked seven people on the streets today of Great Britain, what is the next line of that song, The Boy Does Nothing by Alicia Dixon? How many out of seven would get it right and get the next line? How much of that song?
Who's that question to?
All of us.
Oh, I reckon none.
None?
Yeah, because people always make up their own lyrics, don't they? They never quite get them 100% right, unless they're a die-hard fan.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're saying none?
I'm saying none.
All right. Becky?
Two.
Let's see how much of it's in the nation's psyche. Chappers.
Well, we also go on Stupid Street, don't we, when we talk to people, so...
Generally, yeah, we do, yeah.
Hang on. Right, so...
Where's that street?
Not far away from here.
Not far away from here, I don't think. What did you say?
Two.
I'll go three, then.
All right. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's go on to Stupid Street again, and... See how many people knew the next line of The Boy Does Nothing.
I got a man with two left feet.
And a girl with two right hands.
So, that's a no.
Did you think about that one?
And a girl with two right hands.
A girl with two right hands. Yeah, I like that one. Okay.
Next.
I got a man with two left feet.
And two right arms.
That's a no then.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he can dance to the beat, doesn't he?
Oh no, that was still wrong.
Wrong, but
he said, and he can dance to the beat.
Yeah, still wrong.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he doesn't know how to eat.
Now that rhymes.
Yeah, you should have thought of that. Right, if she got there first, you'd have nicked that. And he doesn't know how to eat. Alright, I'm having that. That's gonna go in. Next.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he's got two left arms.
Still haven't got one.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he stands very still.
One more.
I got a man with two left feet.
Living doll.
Yeah, I was right, I knew it.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah, I'm a realist.
It's that they know the tune, but they're like,
yeah, of course, it's the same with everybody. I always make up my own lyrics to songs.
Yeah. So, Alicia Dixon.
Hang on, living doll.
I know. I'd like to hear that one again.
I got a man with two left feet.
Living doll.
Alicia gets the point.
Oh, yeah. Was that the end of the game?
No.
Oh, good, because I like this.
Okay, good.
I like to win.
All right, good. Competitive, aren't you?
Yeah. I am, actually, yeah.
Right, you know Question Time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't often watch it, to be fair. If you've not seen it, it's a late night kind of political discussion programme on the BBC with politicians being asked questions by members of the public in the audience. Would you go on that, Chappers, if they asked you?
Would I go on it?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll ever get asked to go on it.
But you would like to go on Question Time.
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's put it out there, shall we? Alicia, would you go on Question Time?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that Alicia's more likely to get asked than me at the moment.
Well, Will Young said yes.
Did he?
He did, yeah. That's right.
And he was on it last week. Fair play to him, because I wouldn't go on at all. They'd eat me alive. Now, in the heat of political discussion, on Question Time, how many times did Will Young say the word
A lot, because he uses that in his general talking.
All right. In his what do you think? How many are you saying?
In what space of time? The whole show?
Yeah.
In 1 hour?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a toughie.
That is a toughie.
30 times.
30 times, says Alicia. What are you saying, Becky?
Well, he doesn't talk for the whole time, does he?
No, so, but it could be like four sections.
25 times.
Don't give me clues.
All right, 25 times.
Chappers.
70.
70 times.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curling?
What's the curling?
Here's Will Young talking politics on Question Time.
Will Young.
I mean, I mean, what, you know, and, I mean, you know, I absolutely, I think this is a, I agree with you, what you were saying, you know, I don't know really about this.
Thank God it wasn't 70 times.
I know.
Would have been here all night.
It was 20...
You tried to start counting those, didn't you?
I did, and
then
yeah.
And gave up.
It was 26 times.
Ooh, well done.
So it's Alicia 1, Becky 1.
Right. Ah. Oh.
What's the curtain?
You love that, don't you?
Love it.
Right, okay, we've got... got one more.
Okay.
Recently, we've had a phantom texter texting in from Barry Island, we think, in Wales.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
And you can tell which one it is because he always puts the word mun and doot in
mun
his text.
Mun and doot.
Okay, so this is one of the texts read out by a posh lady from Radio 4, but this is a typical example of the text that we get.
We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don lad caught his dinkle in the deck chair, mun.
And they just... They just keep coming through like that. There's hundreds of them.
Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mun. Dada was in a play, doot, dressed in a nylon stocking. It was called Miss Marple and the Phantom Skirt Lifter.
And they just keep coming like that.
Hilarious. Now, what could you possibly ask?
I know. Well, the man with mun and doot in all his texts... We have got some of these read out by the Radio 4 lady, and we made a call today to Radio 1 Reception. How long could I keep the person on the other end of the phone at Radio 1 Reception on the phone for just with my random text from the Doot Mun Man from Barry Island?
Ooh.
Chappers, go first.
Oh, well, it depends who was on Radio 1 Reception. Can you...
I can't tell you.
Oh. I haven't got a point on this blooming quiz for about 2 weeks. I will say 22 seconds.
22 for Chappers. Alicia?
I reckon a minute 20.
Becky?
Becky knows, doesn't
she? Yeah,
Becky?
I bet she does. She'll go tactical and just go 23 to 1.
Yeah, yeah. Like
23.
Yeah, like in
23
middle.
Seconds.
I sometimes wonder what the point is, Alicia, you know? It's meant to be fun, but, you know, when people take it as seriously...
It just takes the fun out of the whole
thing. Really.
It does, really. You know?
It does. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Can you do that again, please? I like it.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Okay, here is us calling Radio 1 Reception. Mun.
Hello, you're in reception.
Naughty had snow in Barry since 1926, Mun.
Sorry?
I'm making a leek and broccoli flan flan with Welsh cheese and onion, with a bit of Monster Munch.
Okay.
Tar for the macaroons, doot.
Macaroons? What are macaroons, if you don't mind my asking? It's a bit...
You left Dada's teeth on ironing board, Blodmon.
But what are macaroons? What's the macaroons in relation to?
Neris phoned. She's stuck in bath with a plunger. Toe stuck, doot. We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don lad caught his dinkle in the deck chair, mon.
How did I borrow it?
Doot.
Hello?
Morgan.
Morgan?
Morgan, mum.
Morgan who? Do you know his surname?
Uncle Morgan the organ. On a space hopper, playing the flute, mum.
No, sorry.
Mr. von Flukenhoffen's got Bloodwin sitting on his lap, Doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mum.
No, well, there's not Morgan the organ here. Mr. von Flukenhoffen, as you so said. I'm sorry.
Mr. Papa Sokolu, bad, mum. He passed. He
no,
used Ouija
sorry.
Board. His head spanned round and he spat a sausage at us.
It was 1 minute 22 seconds.
Yeah!
Alicia Dixon
out.
Whitewashed this today's Oh What's
yeah.
A Curling.
Oh What's A Curling.
I love that. Thank you for coming and also showing them how it's done.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
Oh. Right, Beyonce.
Radio 1. Oh.